Now, the new drama, Nona from Nowhere. The makers of Babbo present the new radio drama, Nona from Nowhere. The story of an adopted daughter whose kindly foster father has asked a famous Hollywood producer to redeem a promise given when his life was saved by making the amazing request that the producer marry a girl he has never seen before. His adopted daughter, Nona Brady, Nona from Nowhere. Ladies, if you'd like to discover the fastest cleaning you've ever known, then this very day get new, improved 1950 Babbo.
New, faster than ever Babbo, now with revolutionary detergent action that rinses dirt away.
Let me explain that. You've used the new detergents. You know they give whiter, cleaner washes faster, easier. Well, the new, improved Babbo now has an amazing detergent action that does the same thing for pots and pans, bathroom and kitchen fixtures.
It rinses dirt away. Saves more time than even Babbo could save before.
For new, improved Babbo now works two ways.
One, as always, Babbo quickly dissolves grease. Melts away grease that causes 90% of your hard scouring.
And two, the modern detergent action now in new Babbo penetrates dirt and grime, loosens it, rinses it away.
These two actions combined give you cleaning magic.
The fastest, easiest cleaning you've ever known.
See for yourself. Try new, improved Babbo for your pots and pans, aluminumware, bathroom and kitchen fixtures. See how you whisk through your work, how you save more time than ever.
Today, get the famous green can with the big white letters B-A-B-O. New improved Babbo, now with amazing detergent action. And now the curtain rises on Nona from Nowhere. Profoundly attracted to Vernon Dutell, the Hollywood director, Nona's afraid that Vernon will never sincerely love her. In spite of all his vehement protests, she's built an invisible but unsurmountable barrier between them, actually to protect herself from her own desperate love for him. So tonight, Nona agreed to have dinner with Emery Monaco, who's a rival producer of Vernon's at Palladium Films and is also Vernon's bitterest enemy. And at this moment, in the Brady's small apartment, Nona's foster father, Pat Brady, is saying,
Vernon, be telling me now exactly what you mean about this restaurant, the Green Shack, where that producer fella, Emery Monaco, is taking my Nona.
Pat, please, now, just keep calm. I'll take care of it.
But, Vernon...
I know all about Emery Monaco. I'd heard all about him long before I went to Palladium Films. He likes Nona because she's a beautiful girl.
What are you saying?
But taking Nona to dinner tonight is also aimed at me.
Oh, how did it happen? My Nona was out of the studio all day, beginning her work on your fine new picture. Vernon, that fella Monaco don't have any say about your picture.
Pat, this is no time for me to try to explain studio politics to you.
Oh, I'm not caring anything about that sort of thing, Vernon. I know you despise this fella, and Nona's out with
him. Now, Pat...
Well, that's all that really matters. Oh, my old fool that I am, it's my fault, too.
Why blame yourself?
Because it all goes back to me telling Nona that I went to you and asked you to marry her.
Pat, do you mean you believe that Nona went out with Monaco tonight because you told her that you asked me to marry her?
Oh, Vernon, she's been in a terrible state of mind, and a lot of it is on account of you.
What do you mean, Pat? I've got to know.
Well...
Nona doesn't want me to think she cares for me, is that it? Well... Judging by the way she acts and the things she does, I can't believe she does care.
Oh, but Vernon...
Why is she out with Monaco right now if she's in love with me? Can you answer that, Pat?
Sure. She may be out with him just because she does love you.
Pat, do you really think that? Because if you do, I'm going out to that place and bring Nona home. And I'm going to marry her in spite of her protest.
Oh, hold on now.
Well, you want me to marry her. She needs somebody to look after her. And I love her. Now, Pat, I love her so much that I...
Glory be now. Who's that? Excuse me.
Yes, of course.
Mr. Brady.
Why, Miss Powell.
Is Vernon Dutell here?
Yes, he is.
Thelma, what's happened? What are you doing here?
Vernon, darling, I couldn't go home from the studio. I'm frightened of that scene that went so badly today. I had to see you again.
We talked about the scene at the studio. There's nothing to be so disturbed about.
Nothing to be so disturbed about? Vernon, I'm not only the greatest actress in Hollywood, I'm an artist. Oh, darling, darling, come with me. I need you so.
But Thelma, Pat.
Vernon, what's the address of that restaurant where Nona is?
Oh, never mind about that. You stay here, Pat. I'll bring Nona home.
Vernon, you're coming with me now.
I'll go with you to your car. And listen, Pat.
What are you going to do?
I'll find Nona and telephone you.
Well,
wait here at the apartment.
All right. Whatever you say. Goodbye, Miss Powell.
Goodbye, Mr. Brady.
All right now, Thelma. We'll go out to your car.
You'll come home with me, and we'll dine together.
It's impossible.
Why won't you come? What's the trouble? Why was Mr. Brady so upset?
Nona is on her way out to the Green Shack with Emery Monaco.
Is she?
Yes. You know what kind of a place the Green Shack is. I could wring Monaco's neck.
Oh, my darling. It isn't so terrible. There's no reason why Nona shouldn't go there with Emery. You're letting these Bradys impose on you till they absorb your life.
Thelma, I've tried to be patient. I know that you must be upset or you wouldn't have followed me here to Pat's. And if I were able to see you home, I would. But I have to stop Nona before she goes in the Green Shack restaurant with Monaco.
Sometime later, Nona's sitting beside Emery Monaco in his car. And in the last few minutes, she's had a growing feeling of uneasiness.
Nona, why'd you take your hand away from me? I surely can't object to my holding your hand.
Mr. Monaco, just where is this restaurant, the Green Shack?
Oh, we're only a few miles from there. And didn't I ask you not to call me Mr. Monaco? Hmm?
Yes, you did, but it's not easy for me to call you by your first name. I wouldn't feel comfortable.
You're 23 years old.
Yes.
A beautiful woman should be young. Aren't you glad you're beautiful, Nona?
Well, of course I'm glad if I'm nice looking. But my foster father has a very fine philosophy.
Oh?
Yes, Daddy Pat believes that we look like what we are. If we're selfish and cruel, it's written in our faces.
Are you saying that I'm cruel?
Oh, no, no, Mr. Monaco.
Well, I wasn't sure. Vernon Dutel has no doubt told you lies about me.
He's hardly said anything about you to me.
Well, my dear, you and I are going to know each other much better. I can do a great deal for you. I have tremendous influence at Palladium Films. So, what do you think of that, Nona?
Mr. Monaco, I advise you not to guess what I think about that. I don't care how much influence you have. I wish I were home. I was so foolish to come out with you. And I wouldn't have done it if I could forget for even a few minutes. Daddy Pat went to Vernon and reminded him that he saved his life 20 years ago. And then he asked Vernon to repay him by marrying me. Vernon should hate me. Daddy Pat even told him about adopting me and promising my parents that he would never tell their names. Vernon could never love me. He has every right to hate me.
Nona, didn't you hear me? I asked a question. Why don't you answer?
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Monaco. I must not have understood just what you meant. Didn't know this restaurant, the Green Shack, was so far out.
Oh, we'll soon be there. You see that intersecting highway ahead of us?
Yes.
Well, the Green Shack is just what the deuce?
Look at that cart coming across the road in front of us.
That's a fool driver stopping his car directly across the highway.
Oh, slow down, Mr. Monaco. Be careful.
Idiot. Does he want to cause an accident coming out of an intersecting highway like that and stopping his car directly in our way?
Stay where you are, Monaco. I'm coming over there and talk to you.
Vernon
Dutel. I'll find out the meaning of this.
Just sit there in your car, Monaco. I'm opening the door on this side for Nona.
Vernon.
Get out of this car, Nona, quickly.
Yes, I will.
Don't tell her. You out of your mind.
Monaco, I have a great deal to say to you. Come along, Nona.
She's not going with you, you lunatic.
Yes, I am, Mr. Monaco.
But Nona, this is the most incredible thing I've ever heard of.
Vernon, how did you know where I was?
I'll explain everything, darling.
I told Mr. Monaco I'd have dinner with him.
You just get in my car and wait. I love you, Nona.
Oh.
Dutel! I'm coming, Monaco. Nona, you wait here.
I will. I'll be here in the car.
Dutel, you must be a madman. Wait over there. I'm coming back to you. All right,
Now, Monaco.
To tell, I ought to kill you for pulling a scene like that before Nona Brady.
I'll kill you if you try another stunt like this.
The only reason I let Nona Brady leave my car was good breeding and to save her from a scene.
You know you had no business inviting Nona to go to dinner with you at the Green Shack. Her foster father is my best friend.
And just what does her foster father have to do with her going out with me?
I won't permit Nona to be let in for anything of this kind.
What do you mean? Hadn't you better put that statement into simpler words? Just what are you driving at?
You cheap, double-crossing wolf. You have a wife. You're a married man.
Well, so that's it. You object because I'm married. You don't think I should have the pleasure of beautiful Nona Brady's company because I have a wife.
Monaco, I warn you to stay away from Nona. You're asking for trouble. More than that, if you persist in trying to see her, you're begging for tragedy. And you'll get it.
Nona, waiting for Vernon, is suddenly aware of fear, like a hideous, invisible presence. And the strange and violent future is prophesied in this bitter quarrel between Monaco and Vernon, who is so deeply in love with Nona from nowhere. Ladies, don't wait. See for yourself how new improved 1950 Babbo, now with amazing detergent action, cleans faster than ever, saves more time, more work. And here's why. New improved Babbo now works two ways. First, Babbo dissolves grease that causes 90% of your daily scouring. Second, new Babbo's revolutionary detergent action penetrates dirt, loosens it, rinses it away. The combination gives you the fastest, most thorough cleaning in all the world. Try it. It's amazing. Today, get new improved 1950 Babbo, now with sensational detergent action. Ladies, if you'd like to finish tonight's dishes in less time with less work, then listen. Learn about the sensational Babbo product that cuts dishwashing time in half. It's Glim, G-L-I-M, the concentrated liquid that gives you greaseless dishwashing. And here's how Glim works. Unscrew the cap from the bottle, fill it, then pour into your empty sink or dishpan. Turn water on full force and wash your dishes in instant billowing suds. Rinse and rack them. They dry sparkling bright without wiping. Dishwashing is faster and easier than ever before. For Glim gives you greaseless dishwashing, even in hardest water. There's no grease film on the water, no grease left on dishes, no grease ring around sink or dishpan. Yet Glim is as kind to hands as beauty soap. And it's more economical than soaps or powders, for Glim is concentrated. A single bottle gives you 50 dishwashings. Try it. Today at your grocer's, get the bottle with the bright red label that says Glim. G-L-I-M. Nona from Nowhere is from the original radio play by Frank and Ann Hummert and produced under their supervision. Dialogue by Helen Walpole. Stars of the show are Nona Brady, played by Tony Darnay, Vernon Dutel, played by Carl Weber, and Pat Brady by James Kelly. This is Ford Bond speaking and asking you to join us on this station at this same time Monday when the amazing new story of Nona from Nowhere will again be brought to you by Babbo, the grease dissolving cleaner, and by Glim, the amazing liquid that gives you greaseless dishwashing.
This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.